Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa man wala. Amma ba'd. Session 45. And session 45, I will tell you about something the opposite. The opposite of session 44. And this is very bad news. Very bad news. The mu'min, we talk about it, have all this quality. Munafiqeen, the hypocrite, they have done the saw. Done saw. What it means, done the saw? They have also always bad gesture. Assuming. Shaitan do not make them believe that, but this is what they do. They cannot go forward. They cannot be calm. They cannot be relaxed. They do not have the quality of the mu'min. Because if I have the quality of the mu'min, I trust in Allah. If I trust in Allah, that's it. Allah will take care about me. Even if I try to do wrong, Allah will protect me. Allah will guard me. Allah will show me the way. The moment I return to Allah, Allah will take care about me and become my habit. By this way, my habit will be the nur and tranquility and peace because I trust in Allah. Now, why? Why a people can be, look like a Muslim, behave little bit like a Muslim, do the ritual, but maybe, wallahu a'lam, they are deep in hypocrisy. Where it come from? 19 time in Quran. Allah talk about the non-Muslim and the munafiqeen. They have bad gesture with Allah. I will give you some of the ayat, but first I want to tell you how it work. The mu'min say Bismillah tawakkaltu ala Allah. That's it. It's done. It's done. He doesn't have a helicopter. Helicopter is in his brain is not exist. Yes, I can gather information. I make salat istikhara. I make finished. I'm a mu'min. Munafiqeen, wal'ayazu billah, because your heart is not connected to Allah. When the heart is not connected to Allah, it's connected to where? Shaitan. And the evil of your nafs. They will never make you calm. They will never make you have happiness. They will never make you have tranquility. They will never allow you to see the truth and follow it. They will never allow you to see the falsehood and not follow it. And always assuming. Assuming. Maybe you will not call it assuming, but it is assuming. What it mean? I give you example. You want to do something. Oh, if I do it, this will happen. And before you do it, you will not do anything. You cannot do anything. Even with your own children, even what's called, quote unquote, with a loved one, you cannot. You paralyze. You're super paralyzed. You're so weak. You're wicked. In your own assumption. You see? This is a big topic. And what it will do, back and forth and 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 back and forth. Wasting time. Wasting energy. Wasting energy. Wasting everything. Wasting your own beloved brain. Instead of his brain connected to Allah, connected to shayateen. You have, mashallah, antenna connected to shayateen. Because the mu'min, his antenna connected to Allah. Finished. He have trust. And when you have trust, you have this beautiful sakina and tuma'nina. You have always good gesture with people and for people. And believe it or not, I saw something in my life amazing. The people who are full of shayateen and assuming, these are one complaining about the people assuming. And they don't see it. They don't see it. Because what happened? Who give you blindness? Allah. Why Allah will give you blindness? Because you refuse to be Abdullah. You refuse to trust him. You refuse to get his nur and his wisdom. You refuse. You don't want it. You're not calling. You're not connected. And now what shaitan will do? Assuming. And nafsan assuming and thinking assuming. Ya Allah. And most of all, he will decorate everything for you. The goodness, he will decorate it as evil. And the evil, decorate it as goodness. And he makes things upside down. And he makes you always going back and forth. Who allow him is me. Let me share with you some ayat. And you will find out all this ayat belong to only two people. Munafiqeen and Kuffar. Chapter Al-Baqarah, verse 169. Chapter Al-Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 98. In the opposite, what I tell you before, chapter Yusuf, chapter 12, 24. Chapter Yusuf, verse 53. Chapter 16, Al-Nahl. Verse 27. Verse 60. Verse 94. The big one, make a big mark about that. Chapter 48, Al-Fath, verse 6 and verse 12. Chapter 60, verse 2. This is just a glimpse, because I can keep going. A glimpse about the hypocrite and kuffar does not belong to mu'mineen. I give you a few verses only belong to mu'mineen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do the opposite. When shaitan try to deceive you and trick you in some wrong, Allah will protect you. And Allah will save you and guard you and rescue you in the right time. Once you connected to Allah, honest, sincerely, you will see. All of a sudden, your eye will be different. Your thinking will be different. Your heart will be different. And you will be very happy, very calm, full of peace and tranquility. Even if you have nothing, or even you will never get what you want. Because you are Abdullah. You give me Alhamdulillah. You don't give me Alhamdulillah. Contentment. Contentment and thanking Allah is a pleasure and a treasure. To be united with Allah is a pleasure and treasure. To trust in Allah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Trusting in Allah is unbelievable quality beyond your imagination. It will allow you to reach what you cannot reach. But can I trust in Allah and I have all this helicopter? No way. No way. No way. No way. My dear brother and sister in Islam, Allah bear witness. I am sharing with you the most important element to save you, to guard you, to elevate you, and most of all, to navigate in what is coming in our life. Even in the moment of death. Even the moment of death. Who can save you? Who can rescue you from the shayateen? Who can rescue you from the angel Munkar wa Nakir? This is why the mu'min has a journey of full of trust. The more we trust, the more we rely, the more we have good gesture with Allah, the more we content, the more we thanks, the more you have happiness. The more you become a giver, kind, warm, full of love and caring for other. No agenda, no back and forth, no assumption, no if, no but. This not including and not is not exist in the vocabulary or the syncopedia of a mu'min. It's not exist. My dear brother and sister in Islam, please burn your doubt, burn your assumption, burn your bad gesture, burn all the back and forth. Live a mu'min, you will see wonder. Dunya and akhirah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our heart with the nur and tranquility and peace and security. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill all my cell of my brain and my thought and everything with His nur and protection. Oh Allah, protect me from the evil of my nafs and myself, and make me always the company of nur with You, Ya Allah. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.